We're just getting there. Just starting to pick you up now. Okay, we're starting to pick you up. You're looking good. It's a good picture. See the straps in the center seat, 0G.
Roger, can you see me? I'm in the left seat.
Affirmative.
That's Don Isley talking. Now he's holding up a sign.
The lovely Apollo room with high atop everything.
That's right. Coming to you live from outer space. The one and only original Apollo orbiting road show. Starring the great acrobats of outer space, Wally Schirra and Walt Cunningham.
Yeah.
Just a minute, Wally, let's see. Oh, it's a little message to Deke Slayton. A little bit closer, Wally. Kind of looks like something about a...
That's right.
Looks like it says, are you a turtle, Deke Slayton?
That's right.
Here comes another one. Walt, that away. That's the way to turn it. Paul. That says, Paul Haney, are you a turtle?
They got a gold star. Perfect square.
And there's no reply to Paul Haney there.
Haney's speechless?
Apollo 7 Houston, would you close the back pressure valve, go to increase?
Roger, stand by.
That's a real good picture.
Bob.
You might take us on a little tour of your castle there, if you have a chance.
Okay, stand by. Maybe we can work that out. We'll take it off the package and play in the cockpit a little bit. At this point, we're looking across the cockpit over a wall cutting here. It's just George Don Isley, where he's controlling the spacecraft very aggressive for a radiator degradation test. So you see a pin cruising by, and it makes some notes, obviously. Concentrated on the left seat for attitude control. You can see possibly two of the instruments for attitude control over there. In the second panel, we have many of the switches that make the machine rather complicated to fly, and we monitor our systems on this side. At this point, Walt Cunningham is...
You'll notice, Walt Cunningham reached out and recovered a pencil floating there. Very positive demonstration of weightlessness. Apollo control here.
Switching across the cockpit ladder to the right, we have most of our electrical power controls, fuel cell control. Then as we continue across the cockpit, we'll come to the right side, and that's the windmill. And you can see that we have the golf course itself. And with the wide angle lens, this will not show too well.
The outside doesn't show too well due to the orb rate, Wally.
And then acquire the sextant where it can be marked on a got a carefully graduated set of gimbals to give us an exact position of the star.
The out the window doesn't show up very well, Walt, due to the orb rate. We'd just like you to keep it inside there. The orb rate just makes it impossible to see much outside.
Right, I understand. Okay.
Wally, this is Gene. Deke just called in and we got your answer and where you've got it recorded for your return.
Isn't talking, Wally.
Roger, almost for time to run over.
Somebody tells me he isn't talking, but just buying.
He is buying. Thank you very much. Very good.
It's not as, the picture quality isn't as good now. It's the handover to the Cape. But we can still make it out. Wally, we've lost the picture now. We copied the water condensation, and we saw the beginning of your transmission on the water condensation there.
Very good.
That was a real good pass.
Hey, Jack, we've got the steam pressure off the tank, but we don't seem to be able to get it back up into the boiling range, and we are not boiling now.
Walt, we'd like you to reservice the primary evaporator.
This is Apollo Control, Houston, 95 hours and 37 minutes into the flight, and we have brought the picture to an end. You could see the degradation as we moved out in the outer limits of the Merritt Island Circle. We can thank Commander Wally Schirra for a tour of Apollo 7's cabin, and he held up a few signs with some questions on it, which were, I suppose, meant to elicit a certain answer. We did get some operational information on that pass, which was of interest here. He was trying to show us what the water condensation looked like on some of the machinery inside the cabin toward the end. You might have heard the comm was pretty rocky there, but you heard Jack Schweigert confirm that we did understand he was trying to show us the water condensation. All in all, a very worthwhile pass. We should continue to hole lock here on out through the ship Vanguard for another 5 minutes. We'll keep the line open and monitor. There's been no conversation now for several minutes.